Together
if you send forth only the messengers the Holy Spirit gives you, wanting no messages but theirs, you will see fear no more. The world will be transformed before your sight, cleansed of all guilt and softly brushed with beauty. Why, the world contains no fear that you laid not upon it, and none you cannot ask love's messengers to remove from it and see it still. The Holy Spirit has given you his messengers to send to your brother and return to you with what love sees. They have been given to replace the hungry dogs of fear you sent instead. And they go forth to signify the end of fear. Listen. Love, too, would set a feast before you on a table covered with a spotless cloth, set in a quiet garden where no sound but singing and a softly joyous whispering is ever heard. This is a feast that honors your holy relationship, and at which everyone is welcome as an honored guest. And in a holy instant, grace is said by everyone together as they join in gentleness before the table of communion. This now from our Savior, Jesus of Nazareth. And I will join you there, as long ago I promised and promise still. For in your new relationship am I made welcome, and where I am made welcome, there I will be. I am made welcome in the state of grace, which means you have at last forgiven me. For I became the symbol of your sin, and so I had to die instead of you. To the ego, sin means death, and so atonement is achieved through murder. Salvation is looked upon as a way by which the Son of God was killed instead of you. Listen, yet no one can die for anyone, and death does not atone for sin. but you can live to show that it is not real. Listen, the body does appear to be the symbol of sin, while you believe that it can get you what you want. While you believe that it can give you pleasure, you will also believe that it can bring you pain. To think you can be satisfied and happy with so little is to hurt yourself. And to limit the happiness that you would have calls upon pain to fill your meager store and make your life complete. Listen, this is completion as the ego, as your self-concept sees it, for guilt creeps in where happiness has been removed and it substitutes for it. Communication is another kind of completion in which you go beyond guilt because it goes beyond the body. And I'm back with you for the idea of the possibility of a second hour of our association together in the climate of the procedures of our mind that may at any time allow you to see my attempts to communicate utilizing the power of the correspondence of our physical body association. As we practice in this idea of obstacles to some peace, based on the heroism of our recognition of self-responsibility in the procedures of this Course in Miracles mind training to a new way to look at ourselves, in the simple, inevitable responsibility of the assumption of the guilt that we feel in our response to ourself. Listen to me carefully. By believing in our self-concept, there's some guilt out there that is about to attack us and about to find us guilty and about to demand of us the inevitable ordeal of the pain and the loneliness and the idea of death, that the body occupation of yourself has given you. Remember the primary teaching of the success of our course in the predetermination of the practice, that in my mind I have discovered that in effect I am not a body? You see that? What I have done, the guilt of the idea of my conceptual self, has blamed myself by this body association of mine. I'm teaching master teacher for a minute here. That will give you any reflection of yourself that you want to see in a determination to establish within light rays, in light ideas about yourself, guilt. Now, I'm going to be guilty just for a moment of love. I'm going to be guilty just for a moment in this master teacherful, this idea of Jesus of Nazareth, in what we just read in that beautiful passage about setting a table before us in a communion. We're all over the universe. I mean this now. Associations that have found the peace and joy come into this galactic association of light form to share ideas of energy, of conversion, of dark form or mass, at which we sample together a holy instant of correspondence of our mind that was always deep within us. Listening, communion, a direct communication in the sharing of love, that the obstacle that kept us from coming together at this table to serve ourselves in the energy of love in the direct relation of our own correspondence, we discover in a happy union that the guilt that we used that previously attracted us to the idea of the retention of this body form has simply disappeared. Jesus is joining us now. Thank you. He loves to share the idea of self-responsibility, of guilt. I'd love to find you guilty in your entirety. Since you are entirely guilty of your relationship with yourself and the obstacles you present yourself, let me see you be entirely guilty of anything. The success we're going to show you in this video, if we get to it in chapter 19, are the obstacles to guilt that you utilize in order not to see your own wholeness. Do you see that with me? Yes. Yes, that was a healing. Was your body suddenly made well and whole by that idea? This is Master Teacher for a second. Remember when he was here and he taught you body reconfiguration of the idea that you're actually all space? That the whole principle of the idea of love and forgiveness and joy was not actually connected to your idea of body identity at all. And somewhere out in the universe, it turns out you were going to meet yourself, but that you were afraid through fear of engendering more power in yourself that would disallow you to see that the power you are employing in your idea of universal mind is the only power that there is, with no opposition possible to the singularity of the power that is inherent in you. Now, Obstacles to Peace, chapter 19, a little more. Listen. Second obstacle, the belief the body is valuable for what it offers. And this is what we've been talking about. We said that peace must first surmount the obstacle of your desire to get rid of it. Where the attraction of guilt holds sway, peace is not wanted. Now, the second obstacle that peace must flow across, and closely related to the first, is the belief that the body is valuable for what it offers. For here is the attraction of guilt made manifest in the body and seen in it. And by manifestation of the body, I'm speaking of the manifestation of your body. Do you see that? Because you're going to use your body within the containment of your idea of the dream that you're orchestrating in the idea of your perceptual association, that all around you can remain objects of objective attack on the idea that within the light form, okay, you are being condensed tighter and tighter into an apparition of devices that do not allow you to see the universe that's all around you. Here's the Master Teacher along with Jesus. Okay. Release the world and let it go, for it is gone. You've gone beyond that now. The new body identities that you're discovering in this little enclosure of space-time, suddenly you're seeing initially as better reflections of your own mind. Look. Is that a little better for you? Look with me. Don't call on other messengers out there to verify the solution that you think you have found. Because if you do, you will be employing the power of a decision mechanism that you have previously made in order to hold your health and body. This is called enlightenment of the conceptual mind. Let's look at your species. You appear to be a human being. Appear to be trapped in this little idea of body form relation. You're fearful, obviously, of going out beyond that horizon. Shall I tell you why? It will be the loss of this body. Somewhere in your subjective association of yourself, you objectify the idea of the value you have given yourself in the illusion of the possibility of a body formulation. Think. You listen to me? This 2 hours, this idea of overcoming obstacles, can be a story that has been told since the very beginning of the idea of the species. We're always offering to each other the idea that God of some form we can utilize in order to continue to share the ravages that we impose on ourselves in order to justify the possibility that we're this body. Yet how fearful we remain. Now, in this overcoming obstacles, we are at the idea that we actually use the body to protect ourselves. Are you ready? From love. We are possessed by the idea of self-formulation that disallows us to see what you just saw in that new perspective of the recognition of each other. This is the value that you think peace would rob you of. This is what you believe that it would dispossess and leave you homeless. And it is this for which you would deny a home for peace. This sacrifice you feel to be too great to make, too much to ask of you. Is it a sacrifice or a release to give up the body? What has the body really given you that justifies your strange belief that in it salvation lies? Do you not see that this is the belief in death? Here is the focus of the perception of atonement as murder. Here is the source of the idea that love is fear. Listen. The Holy Spirit's messengers are sent far beyond the body, calling the mind to join in holy communion and be at peace. Such is the messenger that I gave them for you. This from Jesus and now from us. It is only the messengers of fear that see the body, for they look for what can make them suffer. Is it a sacrifice to be removed from what can suffer? The Holy Spirit does not demand you sacrifice the hope of the body's pleasure. It has no hope of pleasure, but neither can it bring you fear of pain. Why? Pain is the only sacrifice the Holy Spirit asks, and this he would remove very simply because your idea of pain and happiness and joy in association with your formulation of your body and your conceptual capacity to distinguish between pain and joy are the illusionary nature of the insanity of the idea of the reasonableness of an alternative that in truth you actually know who you are. But in the evidence that you pretend that you don't know who you are within this continuum, you protect yourself from the individual single idea that you are whole and perfect as you were created. A Course in Miracles, the brother, the particulars of your mind, the revenge that you have been seeking in your determination to justify your body identity, are now beginning to assume new perspectives within your own mind, so that there's no need for you to hold on in your mind the idea of sacrifice, the idea that you would lose the things that you love, and you protect them, and the idea that you can continue to enclose yourself within a perspective of body form. When the miracle of the healing procedures of our body reformulation in new continuums of time that I've made possible to us, as we just read you, a revealing of an energy of light identity that is now descending from the satellite onto us, that is beginning to convert the ideas of the nature, let's use the word physical, of the idea of the physicality of our body by the very fundamental admission that all of our pertainment is only within our own mind. And any result that we're getting in regard, and let's again use the speed of light or the idea of a light reflection, are only giving back to us our need to protect ourselves in the idea of what we think is this body. And in the happy discovery of the success, no one's speaking to you individually, that all of the idea of sin, all of the idea of pain, actually was not out in the world. It wasn't out there. It was only in you. Did you see that with me? Here. There it is. There's an adjustment that occurred in the idea of the fracturedism of your body. It's nothing but the admission that there's nothing to fear. Look with me. As long as you protected yourself from the images of the reflection of the idea of who you were trapped in the idea of this body formulation. Remember when Master Teacher was here when he was 84 years old? 96 years old? I've forgotten how old I was. Look, when I appear in fabric of mind association, you will get into your mind a reflection of a procedure of light that can identify you in body form if you would like to have it do so. Listen, all I could possibly be offering you is the certainty that any exchange in the obstacles to peace that we share with each other will be only pertainments of direction of the availability through this required course in miracles, that any obstacle that appears to prevent us from seeing each other is easily removed by a simple process of letting the power of the universe penetrate into what we previously defended ourselves in the idea that the only obstacle there could ever be in this little earthly inhabitant was the idea that we could lose the things that we love. In science, anthropic ideas of the necessity for the communication of objective identity based on the certainty, in its most basic sense, that there is no objective identity separate from the individual procedure of your own mind. The science of sin, the science of death, the science of duplicity was nothing but your own individual attempt to disallow within your own relationship with yourself, listening, the entirety of your responsibility for this universe. So the mind training, the practice that you've been employing to find an alternative within your own concept has been successful. Look, was that another 27 minutes gone by in this idea of the relationship that there has been an appearance of light form into the moment when a misidentity occurred? Remember in our science, collapse, trillion times energy, expand, collapse, expand. That's how long the universe lasted. And you've been trapped in your mind in an idea of that containment. Do you see that? It has held you in the bondage of the idea. Now, as you release that idea of conflict, we share together the love of God. Stay with me just another moment. We've got 27 minutes to go that will represent the entirety of the object of this new satellite in particular to show you that the obstacle was only in your mind. Because God goes with us wherever we're going, because he's the mind with which we're thinking. Together, God bless us, each and every one. Thank you for that miracle. You're back with me. The advancement that you have made in the idea of the application of your conceptual self-identity are so beautifully shared with our Course in Miracles. We use, and you'll notice that in overcoming obstacles, there's a considerable application of the idea of first person. Now, my concern about who you think that first person is can only be your own fear that eventually the first person is going to be you. But until you can realize that the identity of a singularity of association of mind would allow you to see your own wholeness somewhere, it is likely that you will object that the teachings of Jesus, very simply because all he could possibly demonstrate to you is the idea of the success that he encountered in his own mind in a determination of the wholeness of an alternative which cannot not be a whole part of you even though you have formulated your body identity into the idea that you are a body. You stretch with me just a little bit with this. I can teach you through my own revelation the conversion of the physicalness of your body with a simple admission that the obstacle to your body has nothing whatsoever to do with your body, but only accumulated ideas about yourself in your own mind that appear to represent what you think your body form is. Remember the old man? Currently I'm 80, 95, 100 years old in the fabric of the idea of correspondence of the body. Do you see what you do? You retain a reflection that you're that body formulation. You utilize your mind. It now takes on a physicality. It cannot not take on a physicality because you're recognizing it in your mind as physical. The idea that it's physical within your relationship with your body is what all of your pain, all of your knowing, and all of your death is. Look, whatever else you are, my dear brother, one who is determined to continue the illusion of correspondence of a body, you're not a body. It's interesting that when you read what you're offered by Jesus in this, he has absolutely no objection to the physicality of your body. As long as you can see with him that the dependency on the energy, the love, the totality of a single creative source disallows you in any manner to resist the entirety of that idea, which is the obstacle that you are utilizing to see how whole and perfect you are. Boy, I love to teach. I was gone a long length of time, and the idea of master teacher and all the ideas of the Course in Miracles and the ideas of the necessity to train your mind in a systematic way have all come about, and now that they have come in this new parameter, everywhere we're going out in the world, we're recognizing each other. And as we see each other, we look on through, on out into the universe, and all of the ideas of that dark energy form that held us are gone. Just a little bit more about the obstacles that are fast disappearing with you. Peace is extended from you only to the eternal, and it reaches out from the eternal in you. It flows across all else. So, the second obstacle is no more solid than the first, for you want neither to get rid of peace nor limit it. What are these obstacles that you would interpose between peace and its going forth, but barriers you place between your will and its accomplishment? Listen. You want communion, not the feast of fear. You want salvation, not the pain of guilt. And you want your Father, not a little mound of clay, to be your home. In your holy relationship is your Father's Son. Listen, he has not lost communion with him, nor with himself. Look, when you agree to join your brother, you acknowledge that this is so. This has no cost, but it has release from cost. Listen to what my Savior says. You have paid very dearly for your illusions, and nothing you have paid for has brought you peace. Are you not glad that heaven cannot be sacrificed, and sacrifice cannot be asked of you? There is no obstacle that you can place before your union, for in your holy relationship, I am there already. We will surmount all obstacles together, for we stand within the gates and not outside. How easily the gates are opened from within to let peace through to bless this tired world. Can it be difficult for us to walk past barriers together when you have joined the limitless? The end of guilt is in your hands to give. Would you stop now to look for guilt in someone else so you can blame him? Listen, let me be to you the symbol of the end of guilt, and look upon your brother as you would look upon me. Forgive me all the sins you think the Son of God committed, and in the light of your forgiveness, he will remember who he is and forget whatever was. I ask for your forgiveness, for if you are guilty, so must I be. But if I surmounted guilt and overcame the world, are you listening? You are with me. Would you see in me the symbol of guilt or the end of guilt, remembering that what I signified to you is all that you have ever really seen together in our idea of ourselves? The importance that you're now able to see within our relationships of conceptual self are very simply a single whole mind. Practice in all of the universe that now surrounds you and in which you're sharing that joy. Any problem that there ever could have been, this all now from Jesus and forgiving your brother. Do you see that? Can you see the process of the illusion of the retention of the guilt of your brother, of all the pain and death of this, if it's only contained within your own mind? Was it successful? Was it a required course in the training of your mind through the auspices of our Course in Miracles, that another world in the universe was available to you? The one you've really been looking for? Look, the light has penetrated into that association, and you are aware that it was all only up to you. Now, in the idea of the obstacle, we're going to have to deal with the idea that when you set up obstacles to the idea of peace and joy, you will depend on them to assert your individual capacity to die. What an incredibly strange idea. That within your conceptual self, in the protection of yourself, within space-time, you actually think there's such a thing as what? Obliviation? Subtraction of yourself within the longevity of body form? What has the body ever given you that you would want to hold it in the particulars of your mind without the fundamental admission that it's an illusion? Jesus, who is here, incidentally, right now, he loves this procedure of overcoming obstacles, has one more little thing to say about this that's very important that you listen to in overcoming the obstacle of our body association. Listen. From your holy relationship, truth proclaims the truth, and love looks on itself. And salvation flows from deep within the home you offered to my Father and to me. And we are there together in the quiet communion in which the Father and the Son are joined. O come, ye faithful, to the holy union of the Father and the Son in you, and keep you not apart from what is offered you in gratitude for giving peace its home in heaven. Send forth to all the world the joyous message of the end of guilt, and all the world will answer. Think of your happiness as everyone offers you witness of the end of sin and shows you that its power is gone forever. Where can guilt be when the belief in sin is gone? Listen. And where is death when its great advocate is heard no more? Look, forgive me your illusions. Release me from punishment for what I have not done. So will you learn the freedom that I taught by teaching freedom to your brother, and so releasing me. What? I am within your holy relationship, yet you would imprison me behind the obstacles you raise to freedom and bear my way to you. Yet it is not possible to keep away one who is in you already, and in him is possible that our communion, where we are joined already, will be the focus of the new perception that will bring light to all the world contained only and entirely in you. It would be impossible for me, except at this moment of the entirety of the experience of joy that I'm having in the process, that there's a perspective now evident in you where you intend to be no longer contained in the idea of that body formulation. You listen to me. Listen carefully. This is an idea that you have in your mind. Is it an idea that there's a savior of this world that could be evident to us in the contraction of the idea of energy? You love to share with me in your dreams the idea of a matrix of light energy, okay, that allows you to believe that somewhere within the particulars of your own mind, there must be a resolution to this problem. Now, this again is all that I've read you in this idea of the containment of the mind of Jesus. What you have evolved with me is the certainty that in all of the universe, there is only one mind. Now, the joy that you are whole and perfect as you were created is actually the only process by which you can come to know who you are. All it really required from you was the fundamental admission that if there is other than that, you will be that other. You see? So their choices now become very simple in the idea that if the obstacle to the idea of reflection of light within the containment of this little idea of stricture were only contained within you, the manner in which the application of the curriculum of our Course in Miracles conceptually based on the idea of, you used to say, homo sapien, the idea that you're a human being and that there's out in the universe billions of stars and billions of galaxies of light in which you, as that little containment of self, have no capacity to realize, instead of decreasing your fear in the idea that it's true, has increased your fear in the idea that you could be contained. And now it's passed away. And now the ordeal that you intend to undergo in the freedom we're about to experience can show you very, very simply that the obstacle that you experienced in the idea of containment of the body, in the release of yourself, has been and will be continually demonstrated in the single idea that all of the possibilities of body formulation are contained within your own mind. Now, the idea in the mind training that there were obstacles to the conclusion about yourself that's inevitable in your mind, in the last two obstacles will include the idea of death. You believe that you came here in this association of body form in order to have an experience somewhere within the framework of time. Temporalness, idea of termination, idea of possibility, of beginning and of end, that you were trapped in that idea about yourself. So that the third obstacle to pain will be the fear of death. Look with me, human. Everyone who comes into this conceptual frame comes to die. Everyone who is trapped in the idea of himself in body form comes with the idea that death is an inevitable part of what he believes that he is. Overcoming obstacles. Why? What is there about death that you find so attractive? What is there about the idea of we can share relationships of love and happiness, okay, that do not include our necessity to suffer in body formulation? And we come together, we love each other, we turn on each other, we attack each other, we hate each other, we enjoy each other, we do all of the procedures within our own mind in order to justify our fear of death. But look with me how much you depend on it. This is from now, from my Savior Jesus, and also from me as I'm the master teacher in my illuminate mind. Your dependence on the idea of objective association within your own mind in a procedure by which you can maintain that body are fast disappearing. Listen with me. The attraction of death to you and your brother, in whose special relationship the Holy Spirit entered, it is given to release and be released from your dedication to death. For it was offered you and you accepted. Yet you must learn still more about this strange devotion, for it contains the third obstacle that peace must flow across, because no one can die unless he chooses death. Thank you. There's an opportunity that is being presented to us within the idea of our Course in Miracles in overcoming the very basic idea that death was necessary in our procedure. Look. Look. What you just felt right there? That was life. You see that? Depending on death within the ideas of memories that you hold about yourself in body form, as you begin to practice the release of the obstacles of your own mind in thought form that you maintain in order to live in that sequence of time, are you listening with me? Become a dependence on which you now base the relative idea of your body formulation in the certainty that it will represent an interlude of time, as I see it, 14,000 million years, in which in that little cycle of 78 years, you can maintain the body. And it's not true. Remember what we said? Collapse. Extend. Each moment in all of space-time, you die to live again. You die to live again until at last you look back deep within yourself and you can see why you have been attracted to the idea of this little body formulation that has held you in the simple idea that this world that you see is what life is. Did you hear me? This isn't life. Good. It's working. Whatever else you thought this was, it's not life. So at that point, you didn't have to be concerned about what it was. Because in the certainty that the obstacle, okay, in the idea of death was how you had maintained yourself. We'll look forward, perhaps, in the completion of this idea to the idea that the obstacles contained within the miracles of our Course in Miracles are now being overcome as you stand up with me and deny death. Good. There is no death. And I renounce it now in my mind along with you. Say, there's no death. If there's no death, why are you afraid? Why has it attracted you to the idea that you can use this procedure to enclose yourself? No more. Father, Father Light, thank you for that light. See how your body now is emerging in a whole new light form that is not connected to death at all. You are reborn. You are transfigurated. You are resurrected. Because God goes with us wherever. Listen with me, teachers of God. This new assignment is giving you a great deal of joy and happiness, very simply because the only possible reason you would be here would be to see that this is not what life is and that the universe is all around us. So we can say together, God bless us each and everyone, and most particularly you. Were you happy to see what just occurred in your reillusionment of light? Were you joyful to see that suddenly there was light all around you, and that what you were previously afraid of, you now release in the joy of recognition? Welcome home. Welcome to the miracle of of the universe that surrounds us. Welcome.